Blog Talk Radio.
What they'll say is, well, it costs too much money. But you know what? It would cost about the same as what we would spend. It over the course of 10 years, it would cost what it would cost us. It would cost us about the same as it would cost for about, hold on 1 second, I can't hear myself.
Qualification. With respect to DACA or immigration, Congress had a chance to provide a pathway to citizenship for children, and they refused to do so. So Congress refused to act, and the president substitutes his judgment for that of Congress and does by executive fiat what the legislature refused to do. With the Affordable Care Act, he went to the Supreme Court to get a finding that it was constitutional. It's been appropriately funded, and yet he's still turning off certain provisions. So even if he likes the law and Congress doesn't, he does it by executive fiat. If Congress suggests, as we did during the shutdown, a remedy to the to the employer mandate or the individual mandate, he threatens to veto our action and then goes and does it himself. So at some point, I don't like running to the court. I'd rather use any other remedy other than going to the court. But our other remedies have not worked. And the judicial branch is there for a reason. And in certain circumstances, Congress ought to be able to assert its standing. And I just think the pervasiveness of his ignoring of Congress has reached the point we don't have a choice.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now.
Now. You feel that?
Welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we've got a lot to get through today. And there's tons and tons and tons and tons of very evil people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this damn ship underway already. We are now officially underway. Bosun mates, shift colors. All right, I don't know what the hell's going on here now. It's election season, call it electionitis, silly season, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's nonsense. I'm sick of it. These people turn into children, for Christ's sakes. I mean, this is stuff you see in, you know, I mean, elementary schools, junior highs, you know, the puberty age. Jesus God. I mean, but this is high school crap. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're supposed to be adults. You're supposed to be leaders of supposedly the biggest superpower on planet Earth. And this is what we get? This is who we get? This is it? This is the best of the best? Jesus Christ, we're in trouble. The politicians are running wild, and they're banking on your ignorance to finance their defense, and you do it. You gladly give them money. You gladly support them. Fine, they lied, so what? It's what kind of lie are you telling, and why are you telling it? Nobody wants to put that into the mix. Well, that's a big part of the equation. Hello? The propaganda, the lies, the not-so-tight language. What the frig does that mean? How is that? How are we so... This is the kind of stuff that just sends me into Deep Space Nine. I can't handle this kind of crap. You're expecting me to be that just stupid. You can't be anything else other than stupid. And I mean stupid, stupid. Plausible excuse, and I could give you a pass. Huh? Not so tight language? Well, my language could have tightened it up, or whatever the hell her stupid exact phrase was. Tighten my language? She says, I want to tighten my language, and I should be more broad and more general. I mean, you lied is what you did. You lied about your struggle. See, with Democrat women, every Democrat female politician, every one of them has struggled so. Oh, they were all just so mistreated and beaten up in the streets and just this. And oh, they had such horrible lives. Oh, they're so strong and so intelligent, so brave. And then you get a Republican woman, it doesn't matter what she says, what she does, how she looks, how she talks, whatever. She's an idiot. She's evil. She's mean. She's not a real woman because she's never had an abortion. I mean, I just can't. I can't take this kind of childish crap from our leaders anymore. And it is childish. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing, for Christ's sakes. You don't think the rest of the frickin' world is looking at the United States? What, are you kidding me? God, that's embarrassing, man. I'm sorry, but I'm embarrassed. It is embarrassing. Oh, God. I mean, and then they got her biography. See, it wasn't her that embellished her biography. It was her staff. You know, like Barry Satoro. You know, that the first book that he was going to write, you know, right out of college. And he was, you know, it's a great story. He was from Kenya. Comes over for an exchange student from Indonesia. Studies so hard and is so intelligent and wise. He becomes president of the Harvard Law Review. I mean, it's just pathetic. I mean, but it wasn't him. He didn't do that. Oh, no. No, that was the people that wrote it. And then, well, we noticed, and they used this excuse. Well, we noticed that, you know, it was wrong, so we had to correct that. No, what it was, the book deal went south, and you never thought about it again until, well, somebody brought it up. And then you use the excuse, well, we noticed it was wrong, and we couldn't have that. Well, where did they get the information from? Why would they just make that up? What did you lie about, Mr. Satoro or Mr. Obama? We don't know what your name is. What did you lie about? Did you lie about being a foreign exchange student to get free college and a free pass? Because you obviously did not pass the bar. There's no excuse for your, well, explanations of law. You did not pass the bar. And if you did, I could definitely pass the bar if you did. I know this document much better than you. So what did you lie about? Were you born in the United States or not? It really doesn't matter. But it's these kinds of lies. Like that Wendy Davis now, she's gone into another lie. We'll get into her in a little bit. I mean, it's pathetic. I'm sick and tired of all this crap. And that, remember that Blumenthal from Connecticut? That idiot, whatever his name is, Blumenthal, Blumenthal, senator for Connecticut. She was running against old McMahon there. She was such a much better candidate. She would have made a much better senator for Connecticut, a responsible senator. A job is created. I mean, he talks like such a just a little wimp. I can't stand soft talkers. I don't trust them. I don't trust soft talkers. Every soft talker that you've seen is a politician. They are untrustworthy. Now you got Harry Reid.
And I like, oh, I like rainbows, and I like unicorns, and I like everybody, all people, and I don't like the Tea Party, though. They're mean, and so we're going.
Shut up! God damn it, stand up and sound like a man. If you got to fake it, fake it. Put a little bass in your voice, man. I can't stand soft talkers because they're deceitful people. They all are. I've never met a soft talker that was not a deceitful son of a bitch. I was in Vietnam. Oh, in my days in Vietnam. Yeah, in your days in Vietnam when you're at home protesting the war. You're an idiot. You all know who this guy is. And if you don't, look him up on YouTube. I can't remember his first name, but he's a senator for Connecticut. They only got two, so you should be able to pretty much narrow it down. But, I mean, what a just a joke this guy was. Oh, well, he fought for veterans' rights. No, he fought for your vote. He didn't give a damn about your veterans this and veterans that. And he lied to get your vote, acting as if he was a vet himself in his days in Vietnam. Yeah, his days in Vietnam, hanging out there in Woodstock. Oh, Jesus God, and they voted him in. Then you got Bridgegate. Now we got Snowplowgate in New York City. I mean, that's just, Jesus God almighty. This de Blasio, man, I mean, this guy, just right out of the box, man, this guy is not making any friends. And he's screwing things up left and right on a daily basis. It's like this guy can't wait to get up in the morning and start screwing New York City up. You better slow down there, Chief. Oh, I just wonder, though, if the Department of Justice is now, you know, going to get together with the FBI and they're going to investigate de Blasio, you know, like they're doing with Chris Christie. I wonder if they're going to do that. I wonder. What if they're going to get, you know, the lawyers involved and go down there and investigate why they didn't snowplow the Upper East Side? Well, that's like dangerous. What if somebody's having a heart attack? How in the hell is the ambulance supposed to get there? How are people supposed to get back home? Say they're working, whatever. It's dangerous. Somebody's having a heart attack, can't get the ambulance through, then what happens? There's a fire, can't get the fire trucks through? I mean, come on. That seems to me that should be much more investigated than closing a couple of bridges or a couple of lanes, traffic lanes down. Yes, I understand traffic jams, and it could be hazardous to get people, you know, to certain places, but they're going to the bridge. So if you need to cross the bridge in an emergency, it just seems kind of weird. But nevertheless, it shouldn't have been done, either one of them. But it just seems to me that deliberately not snow plowing the streets is much more dangerous and puts people at an immediate risk of life other than a couple of traffic lanes being closed down. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Ambulance, fire trucks can't get through. That puts people at an immediate risk. And in snowstorms, there's always somebody that needs some kind of emergency of some sort. It's just the way it is. So huge swaths of the city's wealthiest neighborhood had not been plowed by early Tuesday evening, leaving one percenters out in the cold. See, what it is because they're rich. So he's going to tax the rich, which he's rich. Not to mention he's about to become even much more richer by taking away, I don't know how many jobs he's taking away, how much money he's taking out of the city to get rid of the horses because it's mistreatment of animals. Yes, they're beating the horses with whips and, sticks. They don't feed them. They brand them. They whip them. They starve them. Yes, these horses are so mistreated. So he's got to get rid of them so he can bring him and his little developer buddies in to take over the land and make millions upon millions of dollars. And I'm pretty sure that the mayor's going to benefit from that deal. Pretty sure about that one. Where's the DOJ looking into that? Doesn't that seem to be, I don't know. Wouldn't that seem to be, I guess, there's got to be something ethical about it at least. I mean, you cannot have a mayor come in and remove the complete occupation. Just remove the business altogether. So he can make millions of dollars with his little buddies on the land, or develop it, put a building up, and put this up, and do this. All in the name of, animal cruelty. Obviously, there's a lot of really stupid people in New York City that would buy that. I don't think they're that stupid, but we'll find out. But I'm sick and tired of these people coming in, they get a little bit of power. I mean, he just got done with Bloomberg, that jackass. Can't have salt, can't have this, can't do that. These goddamn little Hitlers, man, I'm sick and tired of them. You're a freaking mayor. Just shut up. You don't govern people's freaking lives. Who the hell are you? Are you freaking God? Tell people how to live? I mean, who the hell are you? You're a goddamn mayor. That's it. That's all you are. The goddamn mayor. That's it. You don't get the power to make or change people's lives and live their life the way you want them to live their life. Who the hell are you? Look, you people, you don't want salt? Then don't put salt in your goddamn food. I hate tofu. So I guess when I become mayor, maybe that's what I ought to do. I ought to move to New York City, become mayor, and as soon as I become mayor, I'm going to outlaw tofu. Screw you. How about that? I'm going to outlaw everything that you libs love. Anything a liberal likes, I'm going to outlaw. Maybe that's what we ought to do, huh? You want to play these little games? Fine, we'll play them too. Is that what you want? You want that back and forth kind of game crap? I mean, just think about what the hell you're doing. You don't want something, don't do it. You don't want to eat it, don't eat it. But don't take it away from others that do want to eat it. It's none of your goddamn business what people put in their bodies. Just like you. It's none of anybody else's business if you scrape your vagina, have your little baby be removed piece by piece and thrown in a trash can. That's okay. Put salt on my food. You care about what goes in, but you just don't care about what comes out. I mean, you people are ridiculous. How is that changing? How is that fixing anything? All these obesity things, and now it seems like, if you read the stats, that obesity keeps getting more and more and more. So I guess all your stuff that you're doing isn't working. Why don't you just let people alone? If they want to be fat, I don't give a damn. Care.
Well, because it costs them money, and because these people, when they go into emergency room, and it costs me more money, but my health also is all about money. That's nothing to do with healthy. It's all about money, isn't it?
So just because you're healthy means that you don't ever need an emergency room because you're healthy. Well, people are healthy and they break bones, they get in car accidents. They do, healthy people do get cancer. Anybody can get it. Healthy people do get diseases. Anybody can get a disease. So how is that really changing anything? It's not. But you can't tell these people that because they're smart. They went to college and they've got a piece of paper that says they're smart. It says PhD right there. Leaving the one percenters out in the cold according to the city's own map of snow plower activity. He's trying to get back at us. He is very divisive and political, said writer of Lifelong Upper East Sider and mom Molly Jong Fast of Mayor de Blasio. Molly Jong Fast. I like that name, Molly Jong Fast. By not plowing the Upper East Side, I'm not one of them. But we have everyone in this area on the Upper East Side. We have rich people, middle class people, housing projects. We have it all, in quotations, which means that was actually said. There appeared to be no snow plowing between East 59th and 79th Streets and between 2nd and 5th Avenues. I can't believe de Blasio could do this. He is putting everyone in danger, said Barbara Tamarin. Well, yes. The ambulance fire trucks can't get through. You're screwed. Who was using ski poles to get around 81st Street and Lexington Avenue. See, the rich, they don't pay their fair share. So if the rich want the snow, the streets to be plowed, they must hire their own plow company. We'll get back at them. We'll show them. I'm telling you, man, you people, you politicians, you better stop with this little Hitler crap. I hate to use the word, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not making a comparison to somebody's Hitler. Don't just shut up. Pay attention and shut up. The point is these little dictators. Everybody's got to be a little tyrant. They're little men. They're little women. They're little people. Little in the mind. So they try to do very big things by punishing people. You got to be careful with that game, man. You punish the wrong person and they're going to punish you. Look what happened to Mr. Spitzer. He was punishing, how many people did he throw in jail for doing what he did, spend any time in jail? Oh. What about the people that are still in jail for doing what he did? Why is he out of those people in that he prosecuted? He was committing the same crime as the people that he was prosecuting. Why is he not in jail? And those people that he prosecuted are. I don't know if they still are or not, but I'm sure there's probably some. But the point is, he's prosecuting, throwing people in jail for doing the same exact thing that he's doing. And he was loud. He's tried several different TV shows. He just can't seem to find one that'll work. Maybe because nobody's interested in this guy. But you got to be careful with that game. You got to be careful with this little tyrant game. The higher you climb, the farther you can fall. It doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Just because you've got all the money in the world doesn't mean that you can't lose it. If you don't believe in it, well, whatever. But the point is, you got to stop acting like a little tyrant. You can't change the world to be just the way you want it to be. It's none of your goddamn business. People have to be free. You can only push people so far for so long, and when they rise up, that's when things get ugly, and it's going to get ugly. Trying to avoid this crap, man, but I see it coming. You know, maybe you should be investigated there, Mr. de Blasio. Removing an entire occupation out of the city so you and your friends can make millions of dollars on developing the land. That's theft. You should be in jail for that, Mr. de Blasio. Theft is theft. You better think about it before you completely remove those horses out of New York City. You might want to rethink that. In quotations, what is he thinking? We're supposed to get up to a foot of snow and nobody on the Upper East Side is supposed to blink an eye? I can barely get around and I'm on snowshoes. All of the buses are stuck and can't go anywhere. He's crazy. We need Mayor Bloomberg back. Well, no, I don't think Bloomberg would. You don't need Bloomberg back. We need Mayor Giuliani back. That's what we need. Martin Cease, 45. It's 45 years old. Like that, does that matter? Why do I need to know his age? Why is that important? Well, I mean, who works at a flower shop near 85th and Lex said he can't understand why the city would fail to plow the Upper East Side. In quotations, de Blasio is trying to hurt the more wealthy people by ignoring us, but there's no logic to that, he said. There are a lot of blue-collar working people out here driving trucks and trying to get around, too. Sanitation Commissioner John Doherty, an evening press briefing, defended the handling of the Upper East Side, claiming, this is funny, that the one spreader had a busted GPS and was not reporting progress to the Plow New York City website. Well, maybe the GPS was not working, he said. Also, traffic created a lot of problems for us in that area. So his GPS isn't working, so he doesn't know how to get to the Upper East Side? I mean, is that what I'm supposed to take of this? Or is it reporting the information? Well, by that, you're saying that he plowed the Upper East Side, but the GPS didn't report that it was plowed. But it was plowed, according to, you know, the official records. However, people are walking around in snowshoes and across country skis, and the streets are plowed. Looks like an investigation needs to happen here, Mr. Attorney General. Better get the FBI involved in this. This was a safety hazard. What if there was a fire, an emergency? Let's say somebody was really, really important that was staying in the area. Needed an ambulance, couldn't get through. Helicopter can't fly in a snowstorm. I'm just sick of all these stupid games, man. And the Republicans, they get it. This election cycle, it's always see who can out-blame the other person for all this dirt to clear the way for the candidates coming in, so all they got to do is walk in and get elected. Well, that's missing the whole point of being a candidate. That defeats the whole purpose of actually what the job is really all about. The job is not about power. If you were to do the job the way it, well, is laid out in this, you know, this completely racist and horrible document called the Constitution. God, look at this thing. It's just, it's horrible. It's one racist thing after another here. Oh, this freedom. Freedom of speech, that's racist. Freedom of the press, oh God, that is hideously racist. The right of the people to peacefully assemble, oh my God. That's for the Klan. That's for the Klan, man. That's what that means. That's all code. This is all code for racism. This is so the Klan can get together and assemble. And the Tea Party, which is basically the Klan. The Tea Party is the new Klan. The 21st century Klan is the Tea Party. Petition the government. Yeah, you know, those government haters, they're all racists. I'm just sick of all this crap. I mean, Chris Christie's, couple of his staffers closed a bridge, and he's got the FBI and the DOJ all up his ass looking for all this and looking for that and creating this. And now he used federal Sandy money illegally, which was all approved by the Obama administration. So I guess you're going to have to blame the Obama administration for approving it or what? Well, you can't do that. That's you. Hmm. But you can continue with the ruse of investigation to tarnish his candidacy, which I'm not going to vote for him, and I don't think he's the top Republican candidate. I don't think he's... But nevertheless, we're a couple years away. We should be getting more people up. Let's take a look at some people here. Let's start trying some people out, man. Let's get the best candidate, the best man for the job. But I mean, if you're gonna investigate lane closures with the FBI and the DOJ, you at least have to, you know, investigate not deliberately not plowing the streets, and then blame it on a broken GPS. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Now this Wendy Davis, now she's in a Twitter war. She's got all these people. Does she even listen to herself? Wendy Davis has obscene Twitter meltdown. I'm sick of that goddamn word meltdown. I'm about to have a meltdown. I'm sick of that word meltdown. And they use it for everything. I mean, you get on here, you see this stuff on Facebook, these videos, and it, these news clips, and you see it on all these different news websites and all this stuff. And then the headline is always meltdown. Somebody has a meltdown. An athlete has a meltdown. It's always a meltdown, an epic meltdown. That one is just... First of all, when I hear epic meltdown and you watch it and it's nothing, that's not a meltdown. I mean, a meltdown is a meltdown, man. I mean, you got to get, I mean, come on. This is what I was talking about, the kind of crap that you would see in school. You know, grade school and high school and junior high, puberty age, little kids. Writing back and forth on Twitter. Ashley Sewell. At Texas Trendy Chick. I guess she's a trendy chick. Alrighty. She writes or tweets. Stories of struggle? ? Looks like Wendy Davis struggles with the truth. So do you. Shut up. Then Wendy Davis, she replies, my story of struggle and sacrifice. Sacrifice? What sacrifice? It looks like to me the story is that your husband sacrificed, paid for your school, the last payment was made, and you dump him the next day. Bail. Is that what you mean by sacrifice? Or was it the sacrifice of giving up your kids? Well, you didn't have a choice. The judge took the kids away from you and gave it to the husband. So what do you mean by sacrifice and struggle? What was your struggle? Having to live with your husband until he finally paid for your school because you couldn't stand the son of a bitch? Was that your struggle? How you can go to sleep in the same bed with the man and be with him, wash his dirty socks? Is that your struggle, Ms. Davis? Is that what you meant by struggle and sacrifice of staying with the man that you hated just so he could pay for your law school? My story of struggle and sacrifice is not unique. It is the story of millions of Texas women. Opponents are scared of that truth. Well, what she did right there, she worded this pretty good. She can get away with this. My story of struggle and sacrifice is not unique. That's right, it's not. She copied it. And my story, well, see, story, that's how the news gets away with lying. Because stories are fiction. That's why they're called stories. If they were real, if they were true, they would be called a report. But her story, it is the story of millions of Texas women. Probably millions might be a little bit of a stretch. A little bit. Nevertheless, she developed a story to make her sound good. Like the other woman there in, Massachusetts. I think that's where it is. She lied about being Cherokee, about being an Indian because her grandmother evidently sent somebody in her family or second cousin removed from the neighbor's pet dog had high cheekbones, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. I guess all Native American Indians have high cheekbones. I don't understand. That just doesn't even make any goddamn sense to me at all. And people bought it and voted for it. It's now in office. That's pathetic. We got to start doing a better job of that, man. This Blumenthal, whatever his stupid name is in Connecticut.
A job is created.
You don't know how a job is created. You're an idiot. You're a bean counter. Shut up. Put a little bass in your voice, too.
Please, excuse me.
Soft talking. Shut up. You weren't in Vietnam. Wendy Davis goes on to tweet again. The other side has reached a new low, attacking my family, my education, and playing politics with something that is deeply personal. What, your lie is deeply personal. And playing politics? Who's playing politics, Miss Wendy Davis? Huh? Who's playing politics by making up a story that you have this struggle? You're so strong and courageous. Playing politics. You develop the story to get votes. Anybody who votes for you now is, well, that says more about them than it says about you. Which is saying quite a lot, because right now, so far, everything that I know about you, there's a hell of a lot to say about you. But there is no real meltdown. I'm sick of that word meltdown. When I hear the word meltdown, I expect somebody to just go absolutely nuclear, man. Just go off. I know I've had a few meltdowns on here. Those are meltdowns. But this little Twitter fest, this is not a meltdown. I'm tired of people use an epic meltdown. I'm tired of people using words where there's no reason to exaggerate. Okay, I like exaggeration. I like things hyperbolic. But at some point, we've got to stop. Save the words for something that is really an epic meltdown. Because somebody has a disagreement, says no, and then leaves the room. That's not a meltdown. Somebody comes in, freaks out, starts trashing the place, man, throwing chairs, breaking things, kicking things. Now, that's a meltdown, man. Not some little Twitter war with a bunch of little Twitter twits. Simon Conway, I don't know who he is, Simon, at Simon Radio 1776. At Wendy Davis, Texas. I'm sick of all this at and hashtag. I still don't know what the hell that stupid hashtag crap is. Nor do I really give a damn. The reporter said he had zero contact with the Abbott campaign, and the fact remains, you were less than totally honest. Shut up. I share my story. This is Wendy Davis again. I share my story of being a single mother, of fighting for a chance at a better life, not because my story is unique, but because it is not. Oh. Blah. Give it up. Shut up. Mine is a story of single mothers who feel alone in the world and they have nobody. They all divorced their husbands after they paid for their law school. Oh, they go. The court gave their children away to the fathers, and they have nothing. It's horrible. The Republicans did it. It was a George Bush. He lives in Texas. It's got to be his fault, right? It's got to be somebody's fault. It can't be her fault for lying. Single mothers who feel alone in the world. Shut up. Searching for their chance to become something more. Something more, what do you mean? Oh, then she goes on to say, and you're damn right it's a true story. Yeah, stories are, well, fiction. So yeah, it is true that, well, what you told was a story. What you told was fiction. She goes on again. Like, are you supposed to be running for governor? I mean, or are you running for Twitter queen? How many tweets does dumb broad have here, for God's sakes? Jesus, God, it goes on and on and on. Look at this. No false attack can take away my story, and no sleazy political trick will stop me from giving voice to yours. Shut up. Heather says, oh, sweet baby Jesus, shut up. And that's in capital letters, all of them, shut up, and then a, you know, explanation point. She must sound like she's pissed. She goes on, you're a fake, deplorable, pandering, low-life woman trying to lie your way out of lying. Well, Heather, don't hold back. Let her, you know, tell us what you really think. Let her have it. It's only on Twitter. She can't find out where you are. Well, she can. I'm sure she's got a few EPA friends. They can find anybody. They've got to test your water. Good God Almighty. This crap goes on and on and on. Our story's fighting to give our children a better future across Texas. What drives this campaign every day? Oh, God, shut up. The only thing Abbott and his allies have proven with these desperate attacks is that they don't understand these Texas stories of struggle. What, do they struggle different in Texas? Huh. I did not know that. They struggle different in Texas. Well, how do they struggle differently in Texas? How does a single mother struggle more differently than, say, a single mother in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or perhaps, well, Florida, or, well, on the coast of Oregon? How do they struggle different? Jesus, God, I mean, this is pathetic. This woman is running for governor. Governor, a governor of a state, This woman is running for governor. Think about this. And she's on Twitter fighting back and forth with constituents, trying to save her lying ass, hoping to still win an election from a made-up cockamamie story just so she can get elected. Just so she was in, what, the state? She did some stupid state filibuster, wore pink sneakers or something, and, you know, she was courageous. It's always courageous. First of all, filibusters, I understand them. Do they ever really work, though? Let me think about it. Ted Cruz did what he had to do, and good for him. Made a point. But what do these filibusters really do besides just make a point? Get your name in the paper, you know, you immediately go to one side or the other. And that's another thing. Everybody has to be put on the extreme side, whatever that side is. I'm sick of sides. And because immediately if somebody says something, they have to immediately be put over here on this side over here. The left talks about tolerance and that they have no tolerance for other people. None. And we get all the blame for being no tolerant. But you can go to a tea party. Anybody's welcome to a tea party. Nobody will be shunned away. I mean, you come in with signs that say, you know, we love Obama, you know, or, you know, well, I'm sure we'd let you in, but we, you know, I mean, you wouldn't, you know, you get a little razzed, I'm sure. But if you wore up a sign that said, you know, kill somebody this or kill somebody that, yeah, you'd be removed rather quickly. You burn an American flag, yeah, you're going to be removed rather quickly. See, we don't have tolerance for that. But you, the person, you don't need a membership card. You don't have to be the right color. You don't have to be the right sex. You don't have to be the right anything. All you people that come out there and you all these people you see on TV, these talking heads, and all these so-called experts that are, you know, the guest expert. They talk about how evil the Tea Party is, and they do this, and they do that, but they've never been to one. They know absolutely nothing about it, but they're an expert on the Tea Party. I don't understand it. Because they're on the right. That's all that matters. I'm sick of the right, and the right does it a little bit, but not near as much as the left. The left immediately hates you and blames you because they hate you because they consider you a hater, even though you have demonstrated to show absolutely no hate. But the fact that you, well, support the Constitution, believe in fiscal responsibility, and believe in freedom, where the individual, the citizen, has the choice to choose what is best for their life, not the government. You have the right to choose whether you want to have your vagina scraped out and have your baby thrown into a trash can piece by piece. You have that choice, but you don't have the choice whether you can, well, have salt or soda. You don't have that choice. The government took that choice away from you. The mayor. A mayor. I mean, look at all these big cities. San Francisco. I mean, you can't do anything in San Francisco. You can't even breathe. No plastic bags, so I wonder what all these people are going to do, because the rules are with those toxic-laden, baby-killing, mercury frickin' light bulbs, you have to dispose them in not one, but two plastic bags. So what are those people going to do in San Francisco? Plastic bags are illegal. So if you dispose of your light bulb, well, I guess you get a ticket? But what if, and if you don't have one of these light bulbs, you're going to get a ticket. So if it breaks, what do you do? Do you call the emergency? Call the fire department? I'm sick of this stupid Wendy Davis story. This has all got to go away. Look, if a politician is doing something, you know, well, let's say allowing like really, really bad people like terrorists attack one of your embassies and then don't send help, not once but twice, and just allow them to attack and wait 2 weeks after it's been plundered and the media comes in and finds all the evidence, CNN reporter. Then they bring the FBI in after everything has been looted and destroyed, and there's nothing to really see. Or how about Fast and Furious? How about that? Remember that story? Yeah, Mexican drug cartels. Yeah, We'll be back after this.
What I haven't been willing to negotiate, and I will not negotiate, is on the debt.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to reiterate, John, the president's made clear he's not going to be negotiating over the debt
Look,
limit.
The president's been very clear. He's not negotiating on the debt limit.
What I will not do is to have that negotiation.
Let me reiterate what our position is, and it is unequivocal. We will not negotiate with Republicans in Congress. He will certainly meet with Putin.
I did discuss this with President Putin. This is something that is not new. I've been discussing this with President Putin for some time now.
We're going to work with the Russians.
Mr. Prime Minister, we are serious, as you are, about engaging in substantive, meaningful negotiations.
Negotiations.
We are prepared to negotiate in good faith, in mutual respect.
For decades, the White House, the Congress, have used the debt limit to find bipartisan solutions on the deficit and the debt.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance, period. End of story.
Those individuals who like the coverage they already have will be able to keep their current plan. This is a very accurate description of this bill.
But now, Louisianans are finding out that they lied.
Basically, you said what the president said. Any regrets?
No, Wolf, whatsoever.
Tell Mary Landrieu, it's about people, not politics. Obamacare hurts Louisiana families.
I got to put my mic on, God. Damn it, pay attention. All right, we're back. And we're here, and we're there, and we're everywhere. All right, let's get into this. Let's open up my treasure chest here, see if we can plunder any booty. All righty, here we are right on top. White House seeks to bypass Congress on Iran deal. Really? No, the White House wouldn't do that. White House wouldn't bypass the Congress, I don't think. I don't think they've ever done that. They wouldn't do that. No, Obama's transparent, man. None of this bypassing Congress. He was a constitutional scholar. He knows that he can't do that. He taught. He was a professor. He knows that he can't do that. He can't bypass Congress. This guy wasn't a professor. He was a guest speaker that, as far as I know, rarely showed up. And what would he talk about? Huh? Find him to be a good orator. I don't see where that is. How? What? He reads. He reads a freaking teleprompter. And it doesn't have that good of a delivery. I'm sorry. I don't find it a very good delivery. I don't find it, you know, it's like fingers against a chalkboard. I don't find what he's saying is, well, first of all, I don't feel his sincerity in his voice. So if he has any sincerity, I don't know where it is. It's not coming out in his voice. Might be coming out another blowhole, but it's certainly not coming out of his mouth. Former Virginia Governor McDonnell and wife are charged in gifts case. I never got a chance to really, I just heard little bits and pieces about this. I know nothing about it. I do know they're Republicans, so now we gotta bust them. You know, hasn't. You know, all these other Democrats are out there committing all these crimes, allowing, you know, embassies to be blown up, giving weapons to Mexican drug cartels, and then letting them smuggle children across the border, and we hand-deliver these children to the illegal alien parents. That's okay. But if you close a couple of traffic lanes down, well, then you get the FBI and the DOJ up your ass. But if you close get rid of an entire occupation, I don't know how many jobs are being lost, just so you can take over their land and make yourself millions upon millions of dollars, that's okay. Because you're a Democrat. And you've got to take away Republican jobs because they're evil people. And we have no tolerance for them. They have no room for them in New York. Didn't you listen to the governor? If you're conservative, you believe in life, and you believe in the Second Amendment, well, yeah, there's no room for you in New York. No room for you at all. Kerry says, this is John Kerry, the Secretary of State. They all act like they're Secretary of something. But none of these people are acting like, none of these people are actually doing their job. They're acting like they're doing something, but they're not actually doing their job. So the acting Secretary of State, John Kerry, married to the ketchup lady, who does nothing but run her just fat, repugnant mouth off. They keep her, you know, under wraps. But living with that thing, oh my God in heaven, that woman would drive you insane. I couldn't live with that. But he can put up with it because she's rich, which makes him rich. He likes yachts. So I heard. But anyway, Acting Secretary of State John Kerry says Assad, we're talking about Syria's Assad, cannot be part of transition in Syria as peace talks open. Oh, he's laying down the law. Boy, that Kerry, he's tough, isn't he? I wonder if he threatened Assad with his pen. I wonder if he's got a pen. Think John Kerry's got a pen? But he's got a phone. Maybe he threatened him with the phone. Boy, he sounds tough, doesn't he? Well, he's a big tough guy. Oh, don't you mess with this Obama administration now. Now, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Assad, you're going to do exactly what the hell I tell you because my president, Barack Hussein Obama, he's got a pen. And he'll use it. And if that don't work, he's going to use his phone. Yeah, that's right. I thought I'd get your attention. That's right. That phone gets him every time, boy, I tell you. Feds interrogate man wearing Google glasses in a movie theater. I read this. This is just... Again, it's not the police force that I have a problem with. It's the police force that I have a problem with. Enough is getting enough. Cops, you got to slow down too, man. You want respect? Well, respect and disrespect are both earned. When you do stuff like this, like we're going to get into if I don't ever shut up, but it's stuff like this, you don't earn respect this way. You earn nothing but disrespect. You need to understand that. You need to do a little changing yourself. It is a two-lane highway here. There's no reason to go all and interrogate. No reason for the FBI or anybody. Jesus Christ. I mean, you got to use some common sense, man. I mean, they're arresting 10-year-old, 12-year-old kids in handcuffs. Well, they were a disturbance. Really, a 10-year-old. Okay, fine. There could be some out-of-control kids, but there's other ways to handle the situation. Maybe if you were you know, mature in the mind rather than the body, I don't know. Maybe you might understand it, but that's a whole different story. Fugitive U.S. leaker Mr. Snowden. He fears for his life. He thinks Americans are after him, trying to kill him. Well, I would say they probably are. Pretty sure of that. Israel Prime Minister threatens to teach Hamas a lesson very soon. First of all, this Middle East is about to really explode, man. I mean, the volcano is about to blow. We've had little eruptions here, but that's just been blowing up, you know, smoke and ash. We haven't had the rocks and lava, and we haven't had that yet. We haven't had the big one yet. The Middle East, man, is just that's a mess over there. It's going to hell real quick, man, and it's splitting up on two sides. You've got the Sharia, who wants complete, total, absolute Sharia law in the Middle East, and I mean, they want it like Saudi Arabia. You've got to be, well, fine, look, if they want to live that way, I don't care. That's how they want to live. That's, you know, that's their life. That's how they want to live. But you've also got a side that doesn't want that. And that's what's fighting over there. Just, again, ideology on how people live. We're doing it over here. We're not killing each other. But we're taking away salt. We're taking away sugar. We're taking away soda. We're taking away this. Plastic bags. Feeding butterflies. Walking, breathing. Smoking. Can't smoke. Can't do this. Can't do that. Everybody's got to have the little power trips. Everybody must live their life the way I like my life lived. Well, you can live your life any way you want to, and I'm going to live my life my way. I really don't give a damn how you live your stupid life. Why are you concerned how I live my life? It's none of your goddamn business what I do. It does not affect you or anybody else by me putting salt on my food, by me drinking a 20-ounce Coke. None of your goddamn business what I do in my life. I'll eat what I want, drink what I want, smoke what I want. I do not need you to tell me how to live. My God, and how the hell can we have a goddamn council? These councils go along with these little tyrant ideas. Why? For what? What do they gain out of it? I mean, laws like that should be, I mean, it just seems like to me, laws like that should be illegal to actually pass. Can't serve salt? Don't you need salt in your body? Don't you, I mean, if you don't have salt, can't you, you can, I mean, you need salt, right? You can get really sick. You can die if you don't have, you know, salt. Look, I don't care if you don't like salt. I love salt. I don't care about cholesterol. I don't care about any of this. I do eat good food. I don't eat junk food because, one, it just doesn't settle with my stomach. It just doesn't work. So I got to eat good food, and I do eat good food. But I do love burgers, man. I love French fries. I love burgers. I love pizza. I like whatever the hell I like. If I don't like it, I'm not going to eat it. I don't eat a lot of sugar. I have sugar every now and then, but I don't eat a lot of sugar. I feel better. Yeah, you do gain a little bit of weight, but what difference does it make? It's up to the individual to decide for themselves. And if they can't decide for themselves, then they have no, I mean, what's the point? I'm sorry, but they're just going to have to suffer. They're going to learn how to decide things for themselves. And if they can't do it, well, I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what to say. The White House has been exploring ways to circumvent Congress and unilaterally lift sanctions on Iran once a final nuclear agreement is reached. Of course he wants to lift these sanctions. He's working some kind of deal with the Iranians. Exactly what that deal is, I guarantee you the United States is going to get screwed. Iran will get a nuclear weapon. Sure, I mean, just as sure as the sun will rise. Once a final nuclear agreement is reached. First of all, Iran shouldn't, we shouldn't be giving anything to Iran. I mean, absolutely nothing. A country like that just hates us or hates our guts. Why are we giving them anything? We shouldn't be giving any Middle East country anything. I mean, my God, don't we give them enough by buying all their oil? I think we give them enough. I mean, I'm just saying. The issue of sanctions relief has become one of the key sticking points in the Iran debate, with lawmakers pushing for increased economic penalties and the White House fighting to roll back regulations. Oh, so they'll roll back the regulations for the Iranians, but they'll increase regulations in the United States. So we can't drill for oil. We can't, well, we can't get natural gas. We can't get coal. We can't do this business. We can't do that business. He'll strengthen those regulations in the United States, but loosen up the regulations in Iran so they can develop a nuclear weapon. And again, you tell me that that's not something to at least discuss as an impeachable offense. I mean, Benghazi's not going to be an impeachable offense. Blaming it on a video, knowing full well that it was a terrorist attack at the very beginning. Blame it on a video. And take the man who made the video and throw him in jail. Which I guess is still in jail. And the judge says, well, he violated his agreement. He's not supposed to go on the internet. How would he sign up for Obamacare then if he can't go on the internet? Just saying. And what kind of a stupid, how do you monitor somebody not going on the internet? I mean, who the hell are you to say you can't go on the internet? On the internet? I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, if you don't trust the guy, to keep him in jail. And what did he really do on the internet? I mean, but we have to get the DOJ and the FBI to investigate Chris Christie for a couple of lane closers. With Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and the IRS using the Internal Revenue Service, the part where it collects your taxes, using them as a weapon against your political foes. That's not against the law. I'm sure we could find a law somewhere in some law book. It may be in a museum somewhere collecting dust, but it is somewhere and it does exist. But we can't do it because if we do anything like that, we're going to look racist because the president looks black. We know he's half black and he's half white, but he looks black, so that's all that matters. The fact that he looks black, and if we do anything, well, then we'll be racist. And we can't do that. So we got to just let him go, and then when he's done, then we can try to repair things. Well, that's stupid. That doesn't work. And it doesn't matter what his stupid color is. I don't give a damn. The guy is committing one violation after another. We can't have that anymore. This administration has just run hog wild. Entire government, our Congress, everything. Government, state governments. I mean, now we got state governments acting like the federal government. Monkey see, monkey do. This is our fault, and we're the only ones who can fix this mess. And we have to do this our way. And there's only one way to do it. And it is much more powerful than any pen or any phone or any gun or taser or nightstick. It's called the vote. It is very, very effective if you vote responsibly. Just look at the mess that we're in now. And look at the messes that are coming down the pike. You think Obamacare is a mess now? No, you haven't even seen anything yet. No. See, the unions haven't been forced to sign up to Obamacare. They haven't lost their coverage yet. The employer mandate, well, that's going to expire. So there's going to be a lot of people losing their insurance again, won't be able to sign on to the website. We don't know if the website's even completed yet. As far as we know, it's not 100% complete, so, especially the part where, you know, it takes your personal banking information and sends it over to the insurance company. That part's not completed, and nor is it secure. So when eventually, if this is allowed to continue to fester, and it is a fester, this is a wound, and it's festering, getting more and more infected. It's starting to pus. Well, we can fix it. We have a remedy. It's called a vote. Stand up for what is right. Think for yourself. Use common sense. If a little boy makes a bow and arrow with his hands, that's not a weapon. You stupid idiot, so-called educator, teacher. You're not a teacher. You're an idiot. That's not teaching. The only lesson you're teaching is, well, you're not teaching any lesson other than to follow the democratic rule or you will be punished. That's not teaching. That's indoctrinating. And then you have a principal who backs the teacher up. If the principal had any goddamn sense about him, he would fire that teacher. If somebody on the school board would have any sense, first of all, they'd fire the principal and the teacher. Zero tolerance is one thing, but zero common sense is something that, well, we can't have that anymore. We have zero tolerance for zero common sense. How about that? While many in Congress insist that only the legislative branch can legally repeal sanctions, senior White House officials have been examining strategies to skirt Congress, according to those familiar with internal conversations. Well, while many in Congress, look at this line, think about this. I just read this. This is the first time I'm reading any of this. While many in Congress insist that only the legislative branch can legally repeal sanctions, while many in Congress insist that only the legislative branch can legally repeal sanctions, why am I stressing on this? Why am I freaking out over this? Well, here's why. First of all, while many in Congress, it shouldn't be many. Okay, the fact is, it's not a question of opinion. This is another thing that pisses me off. People love to confuse facts with opinions, and they do it deliberately, just so they can argue, so they can try to get their way for whatever it is, so they don't get caught for doing something illegal. While many in Congress insist that only the legislative branch can legally repeal sanctions. Well, there's nothing to insist. It's Congress does this. It's just the way it is. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. You can't change that. It's just the way it is. So now we have to decide. We need to have a committee that forms several subcommittees, which they form several subcommittees. Senator Mark Kirk, Republican from Illinois, who is leading the charge on new sanctions legislation, said that it is unacceptable for the White House to try to bypass Congress on such a critical global issue. What difference does it make to him? He doesn't give a damn what issue it is. If Congress doesn't give him what he wants, He cries like a little baby. Throws a little temper tantrum in his crib. So one of his aides gives him his phone, and he can play like he's talking to somebody, and he's got a pen, and he can scribble on a piece of paper. Then he's fine. The American people, this is in quotations now, so this must mean somebody really, really said it. And it probably this Kirk. Let's see. Yes, it is. This is Senator Mark Kirk, still speaking. The American people must get a say in any final nuclear agreement with Iran to ensure the mullahs never get the bomb. Well, I'd like to have the American people have a little bit of say into this too, but I somehow doubt that. The administration cannot just ignore U.S. law and lift sanctions unilaterally. That's true. He can't. He can't do a lot of things, but he did. He's not supposed to give a stand-down order, not once, but twice. He's not supposed to do that. He's not supposed to concern himself with time when our embassy's being attacked and our brothers are being burned and murdered and beaten and tortured. We don't worry about time. He's not supposed to do that, but he did it. He's not supposed to allow weapons getting in the hands of Mexican drug cartels and shoot people up in Mexico and the United States. I know they only killed one. I mean, you know, at least Benghazi had four. The administration cannot just ignore U.S. law and lift sanctions unilaterally. Why am I stressing on that? Well, here's why. Why are we even talking about that? This is something, this is automatic. Again, the sun rises in the east and sets in the frickin' west. This should not even be, you should not have to say this. The administration cannot just ignore U.S. law and lift sanctions unilaterally. This is something that never should have even been said. This is a law. Not only that, it's common sense, but we don't have common sense anymore. But we shouldn't even be talking about this. If he was really acting like a real president, doing presidential things, none of this stuff would be in the news. We'd have no news. Why we are not, I know there's a little rumblings with impeachment, but we're at the point now where this is dangerous, man. I mean, too many lives and livelihoods are being affected here. The quality of life in this country is dropping dramatically. Our vulnerability is dropping, I mean, increasing. Our solvency, our sovereignty. Now we've got military strength and military might. But we're running out of money. And we keep borrowing more. We are soon to be $20 trillion in debt. Pay back $20 trillion. When you keep borrowing more and more and more money. Eventually, there's going to be nothing left. And we're going to be screwed. Us. Not them. They're going to be all right. But us. The citizens. The people. We're going to be the ones screwed. So if we don't want to be screwed, which I don't want, I'm tired of being screwed. So if we really do not want to be screwed, I mean really, 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 we need to start voting a lot more responsibly. And before we can vote responsibly, we need to start putting people in place, start getting these people. You recognize somebody's got a good idea with something? Hey, run for office, man. Or if nobody else is going to do it, you run for office. Nothing wrong with you. You can run for office. It doesn't matter who you are. You have the right to run for office. If you're an American citizen, you have the right to run for any state office, any local office. Let's flood the market, man. People who believe in what we believe, we need to be flooding every single election. Every single election across the country. We need to challenge people. It doesn't matter who they are, how big or how small. It doesn't matter what. I don't care if it's for the goddamn dog catcher. It doesn't matter. The church council secretary. It doesn't matter. There's an election. We need to start putting a conservative, right-minded, clear-thinking, responsible people, period. When I mean right-minded, I mean correct-minded, right, not right or left. This isn't really about left or right. This has nothing. This isn't really a matter of Republican or Democrat. But we need a much more conservative mindset out there. We can't keep spending money the way we're spending the money. There's going to be nothing left. We have to realize that. Unlike global warming, which is just doesn't exist, and it's arrogant thinking that a man could change climate, but that's a whole other story. I know the science. Everybody claims they know the science. I don't know everything about the science. Nobody does. Not even the smartest scientist knows everything. It's just the way it is. Al Gore, if he's not a billionaire now, he's pretty damn close to it. And he's made his money off of global warming. Telling you that all the polar bears are dying and the ice is melting, actually. The polar bears are increasing and the ice is increasing. But it's still the Republicans' fault, and we still have global warming because there's more ice. They actually said that, MSNBC. And I think I've got that somewhere here. We're not going to play it again because it's obnoxious and annoying, and we don't need to listen to somebody try to say because the water is warmer and because we've got global warming that we're going to get more ice. If it's hot, global warming. If we get ice, it's global warming. But when we say we're running very dangerously close to $20 trillion in debt, and we're laughed and made fun of and called racist because we are concerned with the amount of debt. The president pro tempore, Barry Sotoro, number of years ago, goes on David Letterman, and Mr. Letterman asked him, Mr. Sotoro, exactly what was the country's debt before you took office? You would think that a president of the United States would know what the debt is before he takes office. Oh, well, I don't really know the exact number that was, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, debt has nothing to do with anything now. No, now we're $17 trillion in debt. He took over, there was roughly $10 trillion. Now we are at $17 trillion, $7 trillion and counting. When this president is finally out of office, if he finishes his entire term and we don't have him impeached by then, or he does a complete 180, we will be, if not $20 trillion, we will be very close to it. $20 trillion. Think about that. $20 trillion. $20 trillion. Think of $1 trillion. That's $1,000 billion. Just think of a billion. That's $1,000 million. Just think of a million. Wouldn't it be nice to have a million? Then go to a billion? Then a trillion? I mean, it's almost unimaginable. And we have 20 of those. 20 of those trillion-dollar packages. Imagine that. They spend one stimulus package on almost $1 trillion. What did we get from that stimulus package we got? And they tried to say, well, were they saved or created? What the hell does that mean? Did you save it or did you create it? What does that mean, saved or created? How do you save a job? How do you calculate that? You can't. That's ridiculous. But we saved or created. In other words, that way you can just make up a number that sounds good because the number is actually zero. Like the number of people who actually signed up for Obamacare. Well, they're signed up. but the insurance company doesn't know who they are because the part of the website that takes your financial information and sends it over to the insurance company, yeah, hasn't been completed yet. Not to mention that it's not, well, secure. So there's hackers that are in there just waiting for the rich, for the big fish to put their financial information in there, and then they're going to reel them in, hook them in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah, they're going shopping. They're buying new TVs. Oh, yeah, they're going to go to town. Oh, yeah. Top White House aides have been talking about ways to do that, lift sanctions, it's in brackets, without Congress, and we have no idea yet what that means, said one senior congressional aide who works on sanctions. They're looking for a way to lift them by fiat, overrule U.S. law, drive over the sanctions, and declare that they are lifted. Under the interim nuclear deal with Iran that began on Monday, Tehran will receive more than $4 billion in cash. According to the White House, $4 billion in cash. Huh. You know, we could have used that $4 billion. Well, we could have done just about anything with that $4 billion. Why would we want to give $4 billion in cash to Iran? Me personally, we need to start cleaning up our own backyard, our own front yard, before we start cleaning up anybody else. We make sure that our children are fed before we feed any other child on planet Earth. I don't give a damn. I'm sorry. I don't care. If we got enough food left over, fine. We'll give it to these other countries. But our people come first. Conversation just ended. President pro tempore Barry Sotoro could unilaterally unravel sanctions through several executive channels, according to former government officials and legal experts. What the hell's a legal expert? Shut up. All these people, these experts and the legal experts. Well, nobody knows the law but them. They're the only one who knows the law. You got lawyers. They don't know the law. They got to consult with a legal expert. Doesn't know the law. And if you don't know the law, that's no excuse, right? No, you know, ignorance is an excuse? Oh, well. Unless you're a politician. See, I didn't know. Nobody told me. I didn't find out about Benghazi until I was watching the news. Yeah, I just finished, the 18th hole, and I'm in the clubhouse drinking a margarita. And, yeah, the news comes on, and I'm like, damn. Well, I guess I better get back home before Michelle gets angry. Yeah, she's cooking some kind of tofu burger or something tonight. She's been in a bad mood lately, so. Executive orders grant the president significant leverage in the House sanctions are implemented, meaning that Obama could choose to stop enforcing many of the laws on the books. He could choose to stop enforcing many of the laws in the books. What do you mean, could? He already has. He's been doing this since he came into office. What, are you kidding me? I mean, enough with this crap. I mean, these people write these. I mean, it's just God Almighty. Look, he's been doing this crap since he came in. Ignoring laws that he didn't want, didn't like. Making laws that he wanted but doesn't exist. But because now it's written in a news article, now it's official. Those familiar with the ins and outs of sanctions enforcement say that the White House has long been lax with its enforcement of sanctions regulations already on the books. Of course they have. You see, they're not the, they're not the American people. They're the corporate America. They're Iran. They're terrorists. They're still labeled a terrorist country. As far as I know, they're still labeled a terrorist nation. So they lax those sanctions and regulations on them and strengthen the regulations of the American citizens so they can't conduct business. Now, is that looking out for the best interest of the American people? I don't think so. Is that promoting the general welfare of the American people by removing what you feel is an unnecessary, dirty occupation? So you just remove it out of society. The mayor removes horse and carriage drivers. Just removes that all occupation altogether so he can make millions of dollars with his little friends. They can develop the land and turn it into something really profitable. It's okay for them to make money, just not you. So Obama, he got rid of the coal industry, got rid of the oil, basically doing everything he can to get rid of the oil industries in the United States. Can't have natural gas, can't suck it out of the ground in the Badlands where there's no animals. And if they do show up, they're passing through. They're not going to live there. There's nothing for them to eat. Nothing grows there. So how are you going to destroy an environment that has nothing to destroy? Those familiar with the ins and outs of the sanctions enforcement, we already covered that. It's no secret that the president, with the executive power, can determine sanctions implementation, particularly, I hate that stupid word, particularly, I can never say that word. Why God gave me a broken left-handed tongue, I'll never know. Maybe someday I can, if Obamacare is actually fully implemented, maybe I can find a doctor that can fix that for me. Particularly, with waivers and the decision not to sanction certain entities, said Johnson Schnazer. Oh, Schnazer. Schanzer. Whatever. A former terrorism finance analyst at the Treasury Department. Oh, wow. That's a pretty important position there. He wouldn't lie in the Treasury Department. You know, like Tim Geithner, remember when he was the Treasury Secretary? He didn't lie. No, he didn't lie about his not paying any taxes. That was just, it wasn't his fault. It was the tax preparer. So this guy here is the head of the Treasury Department and is a tax cheat. And yet they're worried about a conservative 501(c)(4) company rising up, so they've got to be interrogated and harassed and not allowed, participate legally, all because they're the wrong political side. Closed here. Now we're going to close your traffic lanes down, and then we're going to do these little games, and we're going to close this, and we're going to close that, and act like little children. I mean, high school kids have a little bit more maturity than this. And these are our so-called leaders taking selfies at funerals. I mean, Jesus Christ, man, this is pathetic. It is embarrassing, I'm sorry, but this kind of stuff is embarrassing to me. You figured we'd be a little, you know, I don't know. But why is this such a big story that the White House seeks to bypass Congress? He seeks? He doesn't seek anything. He just does it. They're acting like he's never done this before. And it's big news. Oh, Obama's going to bypass Congress. Bypassing Congress since he swore in. I want to read about this here now. I'm sick of this stupid story. So I want to change gears here to this former Virginia Governor McDonnell. I don't I kind of remember, but not really. I don't really know what the hell the whole deal is here, so let's see if we can find something out here. Former Virginia Governor Robert F. McDonnell and his wife, Maureen, were charged Tuesday with illegally accepting gifts, luxury vacations, and large loans from a wealthy Richmond-area businessman who sought special treatment from state government. Isn't that kind of like what de Blasio's doing in New York City, getting rid of the horses and carriages? Get rid of that whole business so him and his friends can make millions of dollars on developing that land? Just saying. Authorities allege that the nearly 2 years the McDonald's repeatedly asked executive Johnny R. Williams Sr. for loans and gifts of money, clothes, golf fees and equipment, trips, and private plane rides. The gifts and loans totaled at least $165,000. Okay, well, $165,000 to me, that's a lot of money. But this little penny ante crap, I know you're in office. You're not supposed to get any kind of gift. Nothing. You can't even get a can of Coke, a piece of gum. You can't get nothing. In exchange, authorities allege that McDonald's worked in concert to lend the prestige of the governor's office to Williams' struggling company, Star Scientific. A former small cigarette manufacturer that now sells dietary supplements. How do you go from selling cigarettes to dietary supplements? Okay. Whatever. McDonald, 59, like, we care about his stupid age again. Why do they got to do that? What difference does it make what his goddamn age is? McDonald is the first governor ever to face criminal charges in Virginia. Well, if you're looking for the second, you might turn to Mr. McAuliffe. He'd give you all kinds of ammunition there. He's full of all kinds of illegal activity. Him and the Clintons, well, they're buddies, man. They're like partners in crime. Smart enough to do criminal activity without getting caught. It's the Republicans that aren't smart enough to figure out how to commit crimes without getting caught. The criminal prosecution marks a stunning crash for a politician who was considered for the Republican vice presidential nomination in 2012, and it was just a year ago was considered a credible prospective candidate for president. See? This is all on the left, all Hillary Clinton. They're doing this. They are planning this. They're doing anything and everything they can. See, this is what we need to start doing on the right, but do it smart, do it different. We need to be just as aggressive. They're out there. I'm not saying we got to go out there and you know, just take a candidate and just start, you know, humiliating them, turning them, you know, demeaning them, demonizing them, turning them into antichrists like the left does to us. All we got to do is simply tell the truth and prove it, show it. Not only tell the truth, but show the truth. But this is a way anybody who's even thinking about running for president, they're going to do everything they can to demonize him. So that way, you know, they're all tendered up. So when they come into the debates, when it starts, and Hillary can just rise to the top. So she can just walk in and get her coronation. Well, you know what, sweetheart? You ain't never going to be president of the United States. You will never be president of the United States. Get out the book and put it in the book right now. Hillary Clinton will never be president of the United States. God, I hope not. That would be horrible. We don't need that. We're smarter than that, America. Come on. I think we've learned from our mistakes. The 43-page, 14-count indictment adds new details to a storyline of largesse that was first recounted by the Washington Post. It depicts an elected official in financial trouble who sought help from a businessman with something to gain. I come before you this evening to someone who has been falsely and wrongly accused and whose public service has been wrongfully attacked, said Mr. McDonald. He went on to insist, I repeat again, emphatically, that I did nothing illegal for Mr. Williams. Well, we've heard this same song and dance so many times from so many people. We don't know whether this man is telling the truth or not. I don't know. I don't hardly know the guy. I'm not really, you know, I don't have a vested interest in the man. We got Alex Rodriguez, all these people. I never took steroids. I never did any of this. But all the tests show up that he did. And the other guy, I can't remember his name. God dog it. He was with the Brewers. Braun, I think, yeah. Well, he got off. He failed a urine test, got off. But I went to court, and he tried to prove that this, you know, the urine was transferred wrong, and they got the wrong urine in there, wasn't tested properly. Well, he gets tested again, and he gets suspended for, like, 62 games or 100 games or whatever it was. He finally just admitted it. Mr. Rodriguez, Alex, just, you got to stop. Okay, you're not going to convince anybody. You're not going to get it overturned. You can go to court all you want to. It's not going to happen, kid. And your lawyers are just going to drain your bank account dry. They don't care about you, Mr. Rodriguez. You're about to go bankrupt. You are about to lose everything. You will be penniless. Give it up. Accept a suspension. You're going to be too old to play the following season. Retire and let it go. Save the game from any more of your nonsense. I'm sorry. You were a great player. But you're embarrassing yourself by just simply not admitting the truth. And the politicians do that too. Our government flat refuses to admit that Benghazi, I still haven't heard the official government say that it is the president. Benghazi was a terrorist attack. I haven't heard that yet. You can't keep this up. Now this governor, she's out there, this governor candidate, Wendy Williams. Everybody's denied it. Blagojevich, he denied it. Anthony Weiner, remember Anthony Weiner when he was emphatic about that it wasn't him? When you knew damn good and well that it was. And he was yelling and screaming at the reporters. Remember that? Those meltdowns. God, meltdown. Shut up. I'm sick of this story, too. I mean, it goes on and 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 on. My God, it's like page after page. I mean, we don't need this long of a freaking story. What the hell? Ugh. All these Republicans are getting all, they're all going to have investigations. They're doing such criminal activity. Meanwhile, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, stimulus packages, nothing. Nothing. You close a traffic lane to the bridge, you get the FBI and the DOJ up your ass. Impeachment hearings. They can impeach a governor for his staff closing down two traffic lanes. But you can't impeach a president who just appears to be, who looks black. Black and half white. And what the hell, the color has anything to do with this? I don't know, but it's there. We can't do anything to Obama because he looks black. I don't understand that philosophy. I don't understand that thinking, that thought process to get to that point. This has nothing to do with racism or race. This has to do with our embassy being attacked and somebody gave not one but two stand down orders and allowed these to be murdered. And we did absolutely nothing. We sent no rescue team. Nobody came to their rescue. Nobody. We didn't send anybody till 2 weeks after it was over. Couldn't get there on time. We don't send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. When do you ever know all the information on the ground in a combative situation? Huh, Mr. Panetta? By the way, have you ever heard of recon? It's kind of their job, what they're trained to do, by the way. Just so you know. That doesn't get an investigation. Taking all close to $1 trillion and giving it to unions and friends so they can open up phony businesses that have no intent of conducting business whatsoever. And call it a stimulus package. And laugh about it later that, well, I guess all those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. No, they're not shovel-ready. There never was even a shovel. John Kerry. Oh, Sog can't play in any reindeer games because I'm big and tough. And if I say no, you can't do it, well, then you can't do it. I mean, it just seems to me. Now, maybe I'm screwed up here. I don't know. But it just seems to me that this president, I mean, he's done everything he can to block any federal oil from being lifted out of the ground. Can't have that. The coal mines are being altogether just taken out. Can't pump for natural gas, even though we've got all the world's natural gas, but we can't get it. We're giving all these restrictions and regulations and rules and fines and fees and taxes on these businesses to the point they can't conduct business in this country. So they have to move so they can stay in business, so they can, well, eat, have a life. That's why people go into business, so they can make money, so they can have a better life. That's what the economies are supposed to do. But see, you can't have total control, and you can't have total power, tyranny, if your subjects, if they've got money, if they have power. So in order to take away their power, you take away their money, and you make it impossible for them to conduct business. And then you blame your political foe. It's their fault. It's their fault. They're the ones who did it. No, they didn't, but still get the blame for it. Also, they can get more and more reelected. So they can take more and more of your rights and liberties away, so they get more and more tyrannical. And we are buying into this and allowing them to get to do it. Oh, I can't allow it anymore. I will not comply. I'm sorry, but I can't. I cannot comply to this stuff anymore. The EPA? How is the EPA a legitimate legal arresting authority? I will never know. But that should definitely not be. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. But that should not be. Period. I know they got the feds interrogating a man wearing the Google glasses in the movie theater. I know I got only a few minutes, but I got to cover this. Well, you know what? We don't have time to cover this. We'll have to get a hold of that tomorrow. We didn't have our show last night. They canceled it because of the snow. So we're going to open up tonight, 42nd and 8th, Manhattan Rep, 303 West 42nd. Starts at 6:30. You want to come out and have a good time? I think the tickets are like $20 or something like that. And you get to see 5 shows and you get a vote. So, in any event, that's about it that we've got here today. We've covered just about as much as we can. I never shut up, so that's just the way it is. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at 10. Goodbye.